Still having troubles even after I pulled your attachments? This article closely relates to the sole correction articles and the attachments, cords articles. Oftentimes it is a difficult case is what leads researchers to new insights. This is exactly what happened today. I had a client who, periodically, has serious heart symptoms, even though physically there is nothing wrong with his heart. For a while, whenever I muscle tested people for attachments, even after the removal of the attachments, the muscle test answer was yes/no. The fingers open but only a little bit. Yes and no. Maddening, lol. I clarified it with source, that it means, there are some things like attachments on the person, but not exactly attachments. Something else, but close. What does that mean? That means, as I now know, that the attachment did not come from the outside. The two types of attachments, karma attachments and the dominant belief attachments, were already of that category. By the way, the attachment did not come from the outside. But it turns out that there is even a third category that shares a lot of similarities with the karma and the dominant belief, in that it is coming from you and it is the result of a therefore statement. The probable, almost certain future, aka dark premonition. I will die, I'll get sick, I'll be abandoned, I'll be homeless, I'll be disgraced, shamed, rejected, penniless, found out, killed, etc. You have your own therefore. The cultural foundation. Certain cultures are more inclined to create such an internal attachment by virtue of myths, magical thinking, karma, religious thinking, superstition, and such. Pretty much works like a self-fulfilling prophecy. It is not constructive, not rational thinking. And yet it sticks and wreaks havoc. You can't change your mind. Maddening. You can't explain it away.
Horrible.
Positive thinking came out of that mystical, magical thinking. Except that positive thinking is like chocolate on horse manure, the chocolate covering doesn't make it a chocolate cake. But the idea of positive thinking is actually based on some observations. People with a deep-set fear-based belief, unwittingly make what they are afraid of, eventually happen, but not always. In positive thinking people concentrate on the yes and ignore the no. Selective proofs. This is the same way most dishonest scientists, pharmaceutical companies support their theories or products. Life doesn't care what you think. And unless the fear constricts the blood flow, rob you of your sleep, make you not breathe. Unless you go to meet trouble, unless you take unnecessary risks, what you are afraid of is not likely to happen. It is not true that we really create with our mind. I wish it were. Some people read horoscopes, go to shamans, and fortune tellers, and then they are sure that the bad thing is going to happen, and you can make a bad thing happen with a much higher certainty, because your behavior will invite a lot of trouble. The quasi-attachment I identified today is a bad thing that is going to happen to me type of therefore. I violated God's commandment, therefore I will be squashed. I had an abortion, therefore I am a bad person. When younger I took steroids and therefore now I am in line for a heart attack. You surely recognize your magical thinking patterns, I do. And I have made most of the bad things happen, the things I put after the word therefore. By behaving in a certain harmful way, by selective attention, I used every tool I have at my disposal. Lol. Not funny. Most of these are punishment type conclusions, by the way. Now, what is surprising is that these can become energetic attachments, and by that I mean they have a physical place where they attach, spring roots, and interfere with your life, your well-being. Because they are at a certain fixed place, I can find them, and I can pull them out, permanently. I am going to pull, for myself, the number of therefore I made up, after my mom said that I was a whore. I wish I had known this 30 to 40 years ago. Maybe I would still have many of my internal organs I exploded to make myself suffer and to make my mother right. From now on I will pull these two when someone asks me to remove their attachments. But what if you have already gotten rid of your attachments? I have never pulled these, except for the client this morning. I will not offer pulling these for free to people who have had their attachments pulled. I did pull their attachments. This is a whole new thing, and therefore you will have to pay for them. How much? 15 minutes of my time. Some of you will take longer, but I hope that it will balance itself out. So actually probably I will muscle test how many of these you have before I send you the link to pay. Many of you are riddled, covered with these bad boys. This is why life doesn't change. This is why life hasn't changed, could not change. Of course, as with all attachments, all activators, your future will depend on you. Whether you'll take different actions or not. There is no magical solution. If you keep doing the same thing, you'll get the same result, attachments or no attachments. Of course, without the attachments it is easier to do the right thing. But you'll still have a choice. I hope you'll choose the right thing. Just send me an email if you have your attachments already pulled, or if you haven't, send me a donation to be checked for attachments. P.S. In later articles we call these anchor to doom. The anchor to doom is a therefore. Your main therefore, the anchor to doom.